Welcome to K through 3rd, Reading Made Simple, the podcast for early childhood and primary teachers who want to teach reading with confidence, clarity, and heart. My name is Amanda Bowen, and I am a reading interventionalist and your host. Here we focus on building strong readers and writers using practical, evidence-based strategies grounded in the science of reading research without the overwhelm. You'll find clear, simple ideas that you can adapt and use in a way that works best for your classroom. We'll also talk about organization, routines, and teacher lifestyle habits to help you protect your time, your energy, and your joy. Because great instruction starts with a supported teacher. Let's build strong readers and a teaching life that feels lighter, calmer, and more confident. One of the great things about structured literacy is that it addresses all components of language. I want to take just a moment to go over what all those different components are of language. First, we've got phonology, and this is going to be your speech sounds. So I like to think of things like phonemic awareness, although we can take your sounds and pair them with symbols, and that's going to be phonics. So when I think of that, I think of the sounds and then the letters that they represent. And sometimes it's going to be one letter, but sometimes it'll be multiple letters. Think of when S and H go together, they form the digraph SH. And they make one sound. So that particular grapheme or group of two letters represent one sound. Another component of language is semantics. So think of vocabulary and definition. This is going to be your meanings of words. And I weave this in when practicing reading and we come across an obscure word. I actually like to read the text in advance so I know which words are going to be a little obscure to my students. And then I'm going to model my thinking process for understanding a word in context and how I can define that word. When working with longer words, I like to help my students be able to understand what it means by breaking it up into morphemes. And morphology is another component of language. And so let's go into what that is. That's going to be things like your prefixes, your suffixes, your roots. It's basically the smallest word parts that are going to hold a meaning. So when students are reading a word and it has a prefix and a suffix like uncaring, then we can look at breaking it up into the prefix un, the root word care, and the suffix ing. And I can talk about what each of those mean, and then help them be able to understand the word as a whole. And the great thing about teaching vocabulary through morphemes is they can use that knowledge any other time they come into contact with a word that has that particular prefix or that particular suffix. So they aren't just learning one word, they're learning several words at once. So it's a really, really powerful approach. Another component is orthography, and this is going to be letters and spelling patterns. In a phonics lesson, we will practice the phonics skill, we practice reading words with the phonics skill, and then we practice writing or dictation with that particular reading skill. So spelling and reading are really going to reinforce each other. Reading practice reinforces a student's ability to spell. And in turn, spelling practice is going to be able to strengthen a student's ability to read with automaticity, which is reading with accuracy and being able to also read quickly. Before we jump back in, I want to share something just for you. If you're tired of spending hours planning and still feeling behind, I created a free teacher checklist of my three must-have apps with a bonus lesson plan template included to help make things easier. Inside, you'll discover the three top digital tools to simplify lesson planning, support structured literacy, and give your students self-checking phonics practice. Grab your free checklist at MsAmandaBowen.com/free, and Ms. Amanda Bowen is all one word. I'd love to welcome you into our teacher community. All right, let's jump back into the episode. Reading practice reinforces a student's ability to spell, and in turn, spelling practice is going to be able to strengthen a student's ability to read with automaticity, which is reading with accuracy and being able to also read quickly. When students are spelling longer words, I like to reinforce the morphology concepts and help students be able to be reminded of how they can break that word up into the different word parts to be able to spell that word correctly. And we can also go over the phonics skill that is attached to that particular morpheme. So for example, think of the suffix ed and how it carries three different sounds depending upon the last sounds of the word that it is attached to. When students have that knowledge, it is much easier for them to be successful when spelling words that have that particular suffix. And the last component is discourse. And this is how language is organized into text. So this is going to be your longer speeches. Here's why this matters. Reading isn't just decoding and it isn't just comprehension. It's everything working together. When students understand how language works, they decode more accurately, they spell more confidently, and they comprehend more deeply. So in order to use all these components, we need to teach word parts explicitly when we're dealing with longer words that can be broken up into those morphemes. Next, we have syntax, which is just simply your sentence structure. And lastly, we have discourse. This is how language is organized into longer text. Now, here's why this matters. Reading isn't just decoding, and it's not just comprehension. It's everything working together. When students understand how language works, they decode more accurately, they spell more confidently, and they comprehend more deeply. In our classrooms, we can teach word parts explicitly, and this is really great for when we have those longer words, we can use that morphology. We can also talk about sentence structure during reading. That's the perfect way to weave that in. Next, we can connect vocabulary to meaning. We don't have to just memorize, but we can understand what the word is about. We can show students how words work, not just what they say. So let's recap. Structured literacy is explicit and systematic. It builds skills step by step. It's responsive and multisensory. It teaches the full structure of language, and it supports all learners, especially those with dyslexia. Do it again. And if you're thinking, I'm still figuring this out, I feel behind, let me say this clearly. You are not behind. You are learning. The fact that you're here, listening, growing, reflecting, means you are exactly the teacher your students need. Until next time, keep teaching with purpose. Keep trusting the process. And remember, you are making a difference. Thanks for listening to the K through third Reading Made Simple podcast. Just remember, teacher friend, I'm not here to tell you what to do in your classroom. Everything I share is meant to support you by sharing research-backed ideas and what has worked in my own teaching, not to give individualized advice. Take what's helpful, leave the rest, and always choose what works best for you and your students. Stay connected with the K through third Reading Made Simple podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical literacy strategies and ideas to make teaching, reading, and writing feel simpler and more joyful. Click subscribe on your favorite podcast app and join our growing community of K through third teachers who are passionate about helping students succeed. Let's make teaching reading and writing simpler, more effective, and more joyful.